Today's scripture comes from the second book of Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 1. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you.
Lord, today I pray that the good news of salvation will spread rapidly. Help me to know and do my part, Father. I want to share the gift of salvation with others. Lord, I ask that you set my spirit on fire with revival, that your work here may be done, and that Jesus will return and take us home soon. Amen.
For revival, we have to be truthful. How much time do you spend in prayer? How much time during that prayer do you spend devoted to praying for revival in the body of Christ? Did you know that God wants everyone that can be saved to be saved? That's why Jesus said, the harvest is ripe, but the workers are few. Pray for the workers. The Great Commission cannot be accomplished if we won't even pray for workers. Mary and I, every time we see an ambulance go by, pray for workers. When we see something happen we can't help, we pray for God to send a worker. How much time do you spend thinking of Christ's return?
Today's action. Read today's scripture and take it to heart and take it to prayer. Today's treasure is found in 1 Peter 1, verse 7. Let the genuineness of your faith be much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ our Lord.